has whispered lies and led them both as slaves. But we know that you are God, Christ is the victory. We know that there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid.
Father, we thank you, Lord, this day for your goodness to us. We thank you for this assembly gathered here this morning, Lord. We thank you, God, for the women in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank you for our mothers and wives, daughters and granddaughters. Praise God. We pray that you'll open our eyes this morning that we might behold wondrous things out of your word. Give us a spirit of wisdom and not of fear. Give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the word of faith and authority to believe that we may be able to operate the ministries that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Is that backwards? Tell you what.
Here's the red one.
Well, let's try the red one. The black one is getting tired. It's really getting tired.
They say you're riding backwards.
Yeah. There we go. Let's see if this one will last a little longer. Yeah, that's not the way I want to spell that. Praise the Lord.
Is that last character on there? You might want to go over that with the red, the top line. That last character.
Here?
Yeah, that one kind of really fades a little bit.
not yours as helpmate.
He's not mine. You know. I wouldn't say
all. Can you all read this? Well, you can't read it anyway, so.
Pretty scribble.
Yeah. We're going to talk, I want to talk this morning a few minutes about the Esh Eschile. The Esh Eschile is the Proverbs 31 woman.
Amen.
Now.
That is good leading from David.
There. Amen, Brother David. Led right into this, and actually I had this all ready to go before I got here, so I didn't just, you know, decide to do this on the spur of the moment. I wanted to talk about the Proverbs 31 woman here for a moment. Is everybody knows what that chapter's about? The virtuous woman. Virtuous woman. Proverbs 31 and 10, according to the King James Version, says, who can find a virtuous woman? Does anybody's Bible have something different than that? A virtuous woman. Are you kidding me right now? What in the world are we talking about? A virtuous woman? What does that say to you when you read that?
Pure woman.
Okay.
Virtue would be true.
Mm-hmm. A decent moral woman?
The Amplified got intelligent.
And an intelligent woman? Who can find an intelligent woman? Help me out here. Whoa! Who can find a decent woman? Who can find a decent woman? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? You know, sometimes, you know, it really irks me sometimes to read the some of the translations. The King James is so weird sometimes. Like there's a scripture, there's a couple of psalms where it talks about speaking leasing. Leasing. What in the world is leasing? Are we talking?
I was gonna look that up.
Are we talking about real estate contracts here? Are we talking about property law leasing? That's just a weird old archaic word for lying. It's just lying.
Lying.
I knew it was bad.
But there was one King James translator that loved the word leasing. You know, it was translated by, it wasn't just one person that translated the King James. They divided it up to some people translated certain sections of it. And this, for some reason, this one guy that translated these particular psalms, it just loved the word leasing. So that's the only place in the Bible where you find the word leasing, and he's the guy that stuck it in there. And then this Proverbs chapter 31 here is very, very, very unfortunate that they translated it virtuous, which means nothing. It means nothing.
Pastor Jim said warrior woman.
Warrior woman is the right, that is exactly what we're going for. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going for. Now, I'll tell you what, now here's the deal.
I'm not even you that said it.
Well, it's possible. But here's the deal. For example, let's look at Ruth, the book of Ruth.
Perfect. That's a perfect example.
That is a good example.
You know, I don't know why he used virtuous in chapter 31, Brother Monty. But when the full gospel wrote about Jesus, it said virtue went out of him. Virtue.
Yeah, I know. It said, okay,
I
what?
I don't know why they used that.
I know
that
it.
Word.
And why does? What do you think that virtue? Does that mean that Jesus was a little less virtuous after the woman touched him?
No.
I mean, that's crazy.
God defined it as strength.
It's the word is the word is dunamis. It's power.
Yeah.
Power. Virtue. Come on, people, get real.
I asked the Lord about that. I said, Lord, what is this word? You know, yeah. He says the amount of God's word in your heart. So it is power.
It is power. That's exactly right. In
power. Ooh, that's good.
In Ruth chapter 2, verse 1, It says, and Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth. And actually, it's a mighty man of valor. And it's the same word that it uses of Gideon. When the angel said, the angel came to Gideon and said, thou mighty man of valor. That is a, that word is a mighty man of valor. That you see that various times in the Bible. But you never see a woman of valor. And it's the same identical phrase, except it's a woman. So an Esh-es-Kyle, what we're talking about here, it says here, who can find an Esh-es-Kyle in Proverbs 31? Okay. We're talking about a woman of valor. A valiant woman. Why? The Esh-es-Kyle is the feminine counterpart of the mighty man of valor. Okay. It's just the feminine of that. Okay?
Wow.
That's all it is. It's a feminine. It has nothing to do necessarily with righteousness or intelligence or anything like that. Okay. It's bravery. Mm-hmm. It is ambition, it's all of the things that it describes there. But it's the mighty, when you think about a mighty man of valor, you think about a warrior, you think about a courageous person, a person of integrity, right? Well, just think about, then flip that over and think about it in the feminine. And that's what you're talking about in Proverbs 31. You're talking about a valiant woman. A valiant woman. Well, this is the tired one. That one's not going to work.
We need to buy you some mower.
Well, I got some. I just don't. I didn't. I forgot to bring them with me.
Keep some here.
A valiant woman. All right.
But does it also imply further down that she's intellectual, she's compassionate? Does that fit into that?
It does fit into that. That is not the main. That's not the main thrust of it.
But you lose weight of it when you start.
That's right.
Intelligent.
That's right. You lose the focus of of it.
There's a lot of intelligent women, but they're not virtuous.
That's right. Think about. They're not valiant. Think about. I want you to think about. Concentrate on the idea of a mighty man of valor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now just flip that over to the feminine side, and there's your Proverbs 31 woman. That's what that is.
All right.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read. I'm going to read my own translation of Proverbs 31 verses 10 through 31. And so you can get your Bibles out here and follow along with me. I like my translation better than any translation I've ever seen. Go figure. I mean,
yeah.
It may be the best one I've ever seen. Praise the Lord. A valiant woman, whoso finds her, far above rubies is the value of her. In her does the heart of her husband safely trust. Of spoil he shall have no lack. With good and not evil she rewards him all the days of her life. For wool and for flax she searches, and with her hands she willingly works. Like the ships of the merchants is she brings her food from afar. Still while it is night she rises, giving prey to her household and law to her maids. Considering a field, she buys it. Of the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. With power, she girds up her loins, and her arms she strengthens. She tastes that her enterprise is good. By night, her lamp goes not out. Her hands she sends to the spindle. They seize upon the spinner's staff. She spreads them abroad to the poor, and puts them forth to the needy. She fears not the snow for her household, for they are all clothed with scarlet. Spreads she makes to cover her couch. the clothing of priests and kings she wears. Known in the gates is her husband when he sits among the elders of the land. Fine wool she makes and sells. She delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice at the last day. In wisdom she opens her mouth. The law of mercy is upon her tongue. Over the sacred affairs of her household she watches and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children stand up and bless her. Also her husband, he praises her. Many are the daughters who do valiantly, but you ascend above them all. Favor is false and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears Jehovah, she shall be praised. Amen. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Now, I've heard people say that there is no such thing, never was any such thing, as a valiant woman. But let me tell you that the Bible says that there was one.
Oh, yes.
There was one.
Exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. In Ruth chapter 3, verse 11, this is where Ruth went down to the threshing floor and encountered Boaz, and she said, "Marry me." And he said, "All right." He said, "I will." Now he says, "And my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Now here's the right translation of this. "And now, my daughter, fear not. All that you say will I do for you. For it is known in every gate of my people that you are a valiant woman." And he said, "You're an Esh-Kayil."
Thank you, Father.
He said, "I'll do what you say. Because it is known in every gate of my people that you are an Esh-Kayil.
Amen.
You are a valiant woman, and I will do what you ask." So here is a mighty man of valor teamed up with a valiant woman.
Amen.
Now we're going to get things done.
Amen.
So there was one.
Amen.
And I know some. Praise God. I know some valiant women. I live with one.
Amen.
Married to one. Praise
right.
the Lord. Now I want to talk about just a few of those verses that we read in Proverbs 31.
Is this,
yes, sure.
About Ruth. She's just such an interesting woman. I mean,
she is fascinating.
And she broke the curse of the Moabite.
Yes, she did. She cut that tree down.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, she broke
they
it.
They shouldn't have had no entrance in God. But
that's
she
true.
She broke that down. She said, "Your God will be
You're right.
God.
You're absolutely right.
She tore that curse down.
Yes.
There are so many lessons in the book of Ruth.
Oh, God.
I would love to do a Bible study sometime on the book of Ruth. It is just fascinating. I've done it before, but it's fascinating. All of the things that we can get out of the book of Ruth. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. Mm-hmm. But Ruth she's the quintessential valiant woman. There's only one woman in the Bible that the Bible ever calls flat out a valiant woman, and that's Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
But it does call. Of course, we can look at some of the other ones. We can look at Sarah. She was a valiant woman. We can look at Rebecca. She was a valiant woman. Deborah was a valiant woman. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a valiant woman. Mary Magdalene was a valiant woman. We can look at a bunch of these women, and we can see throughout the Bible, we can see that Abigail was one. We can look at these women and we can see all of the qualities here. Yes, these qualities are in women that we know. Praise the Lord. And so this tells us, you know, what this is aspirational, of course. We want to lay hold on all of these qualities. And the qualities that we have, you know, that we already have, we need to strengthen those. And those that are not so strong, we need to strengthen them as well. So this is aspirational. However, that's not, you know, we don't want to be discouraged and say that this is not possible. Of course it's possible.
Amen.
Of course it's possible.
She grew into that. She grew.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You're not born this. You're not born this. Mm-hmm. You grow into this. Yes. You grow into this. It's like Mary was pointing out. Ruth broke, she broke the curse. Mm-hmm. She cut down the tree. Mm-hmm. And she became a valiant woman.
Amen.
By the choices that she made. Now that is the choices. Amen. Based on choices.
Amen.
It's all about choices. What are you going to do? Whenever you're faced with a situation, what do you do? And that decides whether you are or not. It's just based on choices. The same thing with a mighty man of valor. What do you do when you're faced with a difficult situation? Do you lie? Do you run? Do you blame somebody else? What do you do?
Do you seek God?
do you seek God? That's true. That is true. So you make choices, and the choices you make determine whether you are a mighty man of valor or a valiant woman. Mm. Now, a couple of things here I want to point out, and I don't want to take, I ran over time last time, but it says, known in the gates is her husband when he sits among the elders of the land. This is interesting because, well, it says she... verse 23. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her. Verse 11. This is one of the most wonderful things about a valiant woman. Women can make or break a man. They do it all the time. It is said of Abraham Lincoln that his wife, and I can't remember it. Does anybody remember her name? Right off hand? Lincoln's wife?
I can't.
What? I thought it was Martha.
That was Washington.
That's Washington.
What was Lincoln's wife's name? I cannot remember. But anyhow, whoever she was, she made this. She was betwixt and between trying to decide who to marry. Either Abe or I believe it was Stephen Douglas. And Senator Douglas. And somebody asked her, supposedly, well, who are you going to marry? She said, well, I haven't made up my mind yet, but whoever I marry is going to be president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Whoever I marry is going to be president.
Mm-hmm. That's a power.
There, you know, what do you do about that?
Mary Todd. I don't want him. If you run for president, you're going to be president. I don't know if I want that.
What was her name?
Mary Todd.
Mary Todd Lincoln. Mary Todd Lincoln. That's right.
I said it, but I wasn't really sure.
Of course, that's her name. That's right. It just escaped my mind. But anyway.
And I didn't want y'all to think that I was trying to say my name.
You got a good name.
Praise the Lord. So anyway, women can, I've seen it, and you have too, so many times, usually a young man filled with promise, filled with the blessings of the Lord in their lives, and you know, the call of God on their life, and can't get anything out of their wife, and they just can't prosper. They just can't prosper. They don't prosper.
Think about Becky, how much she's done for Pastor Jim.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely right.
She's actually the one that gets everything going. He's the dreamer. He's the one that gets the vision. And he helps her, of course.
That's true.
But
it's a team. It's a team effort. And a woman, a valiant woman can, it's like here, you know, the reason that the man is known in the gates and he sits among the elders, the leaders of the town, is because, you know, he enjoys a tremendous reputation because of his wife. Because she doesn't tear him down, she builds him up. Everything he wants to do, everything good, she's for it, she builds him up, she's a helpmeet. She doesn't tear it down. She builds it up. Mm-hmm. And so it prospers in his hand. Praise the Lord. So there's so much in this Proverbs 31 verses 10 through 31, and it's appropriate at this time on this day to reflect on these things, and the importance of the women in our lives and what they can do, and what the Bible has to say. But you know, the value is I love what it says here. The value of her is far above rubies.
Yeah.
Ruby is the most expensive gem that there is. Now, diamonds, you might think, well, diamonds are. No, they're not. Diamonds are all owned by one family. Yeah. The Beers family owns all the diamonds basically in the world. And they keep the price artificially high. Diamonds are far more plentiful than rubies. And if the market were just left alone, rubies, of course, would be far more expensive than diamonds. Diamonds would not be that expensive if the Beers family just turned them loose and let them go. But they keep the price artificially high. But anyway, so the point is that the ruby is the most expensive and the most precious gem that there is in the world. And that's why it uses that to refer to women. And a valiant woman is far, the price is far above rubies.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you. Never heard it talk like that for a woman, but thank you.
I think that was good.
So that's a woman that never stopped growing in the Lord.
That's true, very true.
She's always growing in the Lord.
Very, very true.
Oh, man. That's a blessing.